Media's Volunteer Owensboro segment. Thank you so much to Foreman Watson Holtry for sponsoring this effort. We are so grateful to have Miss Ashley with CASA of Ohio Valley. How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Now, tell me the mission of CASA for those who don't know.
At CASA of Ohio Valley, we recruit and train community volunteers to advocate for abuse and neglected children in the family court system.
And if someone wanted to volunteer, say recently retired, and they're wanting to fill their cup, so to speak, how easy is it to volunteer for CASA?
It is a huge commitment, but it's also completely rewarding. And a great way to be able to give back to the community and get their cup filled is to volunteer. And to do that, they would contact our office, and then we would actually train them in-house, so you don't have to have any kind of special background or any training before you come to us. We'll make sure that you are equipped to do everything you need to do to be able to make a difference in the life of these kids.
I love that you train and you keep everyone educated and is always on the same page. You network together monthly, is that right?
We get together regularly, mm-hmm. So our CASA advocates have the opportunity to come to the office to kind of fellowship with each other and build community among our volunteers, but they also have the benefit of having a staff supervisor, so anytime they need anything, they have a go-to person in the CASA office, so they're never alone. None of our advocates are doing this by themselves.
I love that, because it's all towards the same goal, raising awareness about child abuse and neglect in the community, and hopefully we'll see those numbers start to decline.
Absolutely. It's something that we've seen go up and then change and go down over the past several years in Kentucky, and we know that we have work to do, and a great way to do that is by affecting change in any way you can.
If someone felt led to donate to CASA, whether one time or a revolving donation, mm-hmm. Is that possible?
It is. We accept donations. It does take a lot to run a nonprofit and to make sure that the kids get the things that they need. If someone wanted to donate, they could do that as a one-time donation or as a monthly donation, and they could do that either by, again, contacting our office or going to our website, and that is CASAOV.org, CASAOV.org.
I love it. Yeah, the website is very user-friendly. I was pleasantly surprised this morning to see that. Tons of information about CASA if you felt led to volunteer and learn more. And something else, we were talking off the interview just a few minutes ago about how all of the nonprofits work together in the community, and we're so excited next week to have Sleep in Heavenly Peace here on the Volunteer Owensboro segment with Miss Nicole.
Yes, we are honored at CASA to be able to work with Nicole Leach in many capacities. She is on our board, but she also is instrumental in the work that Sleep in Heavenly Peace does, and we are so thankful to be able to work with them and be able to provide kids in CASA that are working with CASA a bed if they need one.
I love that. We'll find out more about Sleep in Heavenly Peace next week. I do know that they have a Facebook page, so you can check them out there. And about CASA, go to CASAOV.org, and you have a Facebook page as well.
We do. And we have several things coming up in the next few months. We'll be working to prevent child abuse and create awareness in April, as we do every year, so you can find some information about that on our Facebook too.
Cromwell Media's podcast every week with Volunteer Owensboro. We are super grateful to have you here, Miss Ashley. Thank you so much. Our door is always open to you.
Thank you so much for having us.